Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate January 3rd. For those who are caught in the throes of winter, it's hard to believe, but it's true. Earth is snuggling closest to the sun for the entire year this week. We'll be at our absolute closest tomorrow, at about 91.5 million miles, about 1.5 million miles closer than average. That change in distance doesn't make much difference in the temperature. Earth's oceans and atmosphere do a good job of distributing heat around the globe. Instead, the seasons are caused by Earth's tilt on its axis. At this time of year, the South Pole tips toward the sun, so the southern hemisphere sees longer days. That means there's more sunlight to warm things up, and the sun climbs higher in the sky, so its rays fall most directly on the southern hemisphere, making it warmer still. It's the reverse of that north of the equator. The North Pole tilts away from the sun, so the days are short and the sun stays low in the sky. And the farther north you go, the lower the sun appears. Just north of the Arctic Circle, in fact, there's no sunlight at all. Most of the United States sees about 9 or 10 hours of sunlight. But the sun's at such a low angle that it doesn't warm things up much. That will change over the coming months, though. The sun is moving slowly northward, so it'll climb higher in northern skies and stay in view longer. It'll peak in a bit less than 6 months, when Earth is farthest from the sun. We have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.